National Thank a Mentor Day, and we are recognizing all of our local mentors by delivering cookies to them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Today, and so I have several different people who are driving different groups to deliver them either to their workplace or their home. And we wanted to announce our Big of the Year for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is Brian O'Neill. And Brian has been a Big Brother for almost 6.5 years and pretty well exemplifies what we would like a mentor to be in terms of commitment and commitment to the organization and to their little. And so I invited Brian to share his match story with your listeners, and then we'll talk a little bit about our need for mentors and Bold for Kids' Sake.
Awesome. Brian, again, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Charlene, thank you very much for the honor of being the Big Brother of the Year. I don't feel worthy of that. I just feel like I'm doing normal meets with my little, but it's incredible to be honored, to be recognized, and it's an honor. But yeah, as Charlene mentioned, I've been a Big Brother to my little for almost 6.5 years. Is really, I came to Big Brothers through my wife, who at the time worked for a mental health agency here in Bartlesville, and one of the duties she had was getting some of her kids she worked with signed up in the program to become littles, and she came to me and said, you know, this would be a good thing for you. You would be a good positive influence on some of these boys, and maybe you should think about doing that. So it didn't take much convincing. And it wasn't long before I was matched with my little Mikhail. And it's been a really enlightening experience over the last 6.5 years to see him go from this young, shy 12-year-old boy to be this less shy 18-year-old young man and really mature and grow up, you know, in front of my eyes in just a little bit of time for myself, a couple times a month. So it's been a really incredible experience for me.
So coming on board, what was that process like to get started 6.5 years ago?
You sign up, you go through a vetting process through Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's important for the organization to be able to match mentors with the littles that'll have a long-term enduring match. They want to pair people up that have common interests. So there's an interview process where they learn a little bit about you. They do the same for the little, and then they go through and match up ones that have common interests and will be paired well. So it was, from my perspective, is an easy process.
And you were talking about your little that you were with, Mikhail, is that correct?
Yes, right.
Talk about common interests. What have you guys been able to do together in this last 6.5 years?
Well, one of the things we don't have a common interest is video games, but we work around that. Kids today really are into video games, but we love movies, so we share that common interest, and we go see a lot of superhero movies. We've seen a bunch of those over the time, but we've like hiking. He likes the bike rides and being on the trails. There was a time we went to Tulsa to do Tulsa Climb, and that was if people haven't done that, that was a really fun a fun day. And we've gone to Tulsa also to go to the Gathering Place, so that was a great day. But a lot of the times we just hang out and talk about what's going on in his life, you know, go to Starbucks or go get a burger and just see what's going on in his life and just let him, you know, talk about things.
And you said it's only once or twice a month where you meet with your little. I mean, that's not many days, but even a little commitment can make a big difference, right?
That's right. Just the commitment is a couple hours, a couple times a month. It's not a huge imposition by any means. But really, it's, you know, thinking back of myself growing up, lots of different mentors, you know, coaches, teachers, people through the church. It's really those small interactions that stay with you when you're a kid that really, without knowing it, help kind of change your perspective and change who you become as an adult. And I think that's what's most important with the organization and being a mentor, is finding those right moments with those encouraging words.
And what else has been really special for you in your 6.5 years as a big with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Well, honestly, so I'm a father of three girls, so I don't have a son. I have nephews, but this was a great experience for me to go do guy things. That the girls, I do girl things all the time with my daughters and wife, but it's really good for me to go do some guy things and then share my experiences as a growing up as a young person with the next generation. So that's been a great experience as well.
Brian, I can relate to you. I don't have any children, but I have four sisters, and I'm the oldest of five. So whenever you talk about doing guy things, I completely relate to you on that.
That's true.
My sister just had a son, my nephew, and I'm looking forward to growing up or seeing him grow up and doing guy things with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're talking with Charlene Dew, Area Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Bartlesville, and Brian O'Neill with Big Brother. He is Big Brother of the Year this year. I think we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Welcome back to Community Connection, being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. We have Charlene Dew, Area Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, at least here in Bartlesville, and Brian O'Neill, Big Brother of the Year here locally. And we were just talking about, Brian, your experience of being a big here locally and your experience for 6.5 years with your little Mikhail. We also talked about the process of what it looks like to get on board, and just how important it is just to spend a little bit of time with a little over
right.
a duration of time to make positive change. Charlene, how can people get on board? I know you guys are looking to recruit people to be a big.
Right, we very much need mentors. And as Brian said, it's a few hours, a few times a month. Our greatest need is for men or couples to be matched with our boys. We have about 22 children on the waiting list. About six of them are girls and the rest are boys. So I would just encourage anyone that's listening, if you have a heart for kids and you're willing to share your life with a child, a young person, just involving them in things you're already doing. As you heard Brian saying, a lot of what they're doing is hanging out, talking, getting a burger, doing ordinary kinds of things, not just that the power of just having somebody, for a young person, having somebody that is their friend, that is invested in just listening to them and kind of believing in them and helping to empower their potential. That's what we're looking for. And it really is a life-changing event for both the big and the little.
So if somebody's listening right now and they want to get involved, we've already talked about the interview process, but how do they get a hold of Big Brothers Big Sisters?
They can go to our website, bigoklahoma.org, or they can call our office. It's always a challenge giving phone numbers on the air, but it's 918-213-4524 is my direct line, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. And if they want to call for information, they're not obligating themselves. We'd be happy to talk with them. The application is online. And once they fill out an application, then they'll be signed up for an interview, and then we'll go forward from there.
And how long has Big Brothers Big Sisters here locally been supporting our community?
We have been providing service to the children and families in Washington County since 1984.
It's quite a long time.
It is, and I've been here 32 of those years.
And how has it changed over the years, if at all?
Well, we started out as a sponsored program with Youth and Family Services years and years ago, and then we were a satellite branch of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Green Country. And then in 2006, when all of the Big Brother Big Sister organizations merged into one 501c3 named Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, and now we're one of the six sites that are serving families in the state.
And you guys have an event coming up. I know you've talked to Tom Davis about this before on a community connection, but you have Bowl for Kids' Sake here in the near future.
Bowl for Kids' Sake is happening now, yes. We're recruiting teams, and our bowl events are February 24th and 25th, and March the 3rd at the Phillips Lanes, the 24th and 25th of February at Red Apple. And despite the current surge, we are going to be optimistic that it will be over mid-February and we will all be able to have a bowl party at the end of February. But notwithstanding that, whether we bowl or not, we need people to support us by helping to raise money, because that this is our largest annual fundraiser and the need is there. Whether we can go bowling or not, that's just the extra bonus. So we really do need people to commit to helping to raise money for one-to-one mentoring.
And the same way they can get a hold of you guys is what you mentioned earlier for Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Right, and Bowl for Kids' Sake is BFKS, Bowl for Kids' Sake. So it's bfksbartlesville.org, or call my office.
How many teams would you say you guys have on an annual basis when you put on this program?
In a good year, in 2020, pre-pandemic, we had 84 teams. Last year we had 27, and that was, we were 75% down. Now all of the subsidies and the PPE and all of those grant programs that federal that came out helped to close that gap in our funding. I'm not anticipating that will be a return this year. So we really need to go back to 2020's success, and our goal is 138,000. And in 2020, our event was over the end of February when everything shut down in March. So that's why 2020 for us was still a very successful year, whereas statewide for the other sites, it was not. So we're just optimistic, and we're planning for a good year. So I really would encourage people. It's lots of fun. We've got all kinds of different options, and there's an option to fundraise with no bowl party. And we've got probably six teams right now that have signed up to do just that. They're like, yeah, we're not going to bowl, but we will help you because we believe in one-to-one mentoring. And I would really just give a shout out to DSR and John Bond for all the billboards you see around town, because he sponsored all of those boards in an effort to get the word out, the community awareness, both for Bowl for Kids' Sake, and two of those boards are recruitment boards to help us try to get more awareness in the community for the need.
Talking with Charlene Dew, Area Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters, and Big Brother Brian O'Neill, who is the Big of the Year. Congratulations to get to you,
thank
sir,
you
on that. What else would you guys like to say about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Bartlesville at the time we have left?
Well, for our Bowl for Kids' Sake, DSR is our presenting sponsor, and our other sponsors are ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, Sutterfield Financial, and Truity Credit Union are our top tier sponsors. And we want to thank them and all the other people who have stepped forward to support one-to-one mentoring. Now, if we can just get some mentors, then we'll make that goal too, and 22 kids will come off the waiting list.
And one more time, if people didn't catch the information on how to get a hold of you guys, how can they do that?
Website is bigoklahoma.org, or they can call my office, 918-213-4524.
That's going to do it for us here on Community Connection today. Charlene, Brian, thank you so much for your time. Community Connection today was brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And, of course, you can find today's program on our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, to listen back if you missed anything today about Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides.